The mitral valve lies between the left atrium and the left ventricle and has two leaflets, the anterior and the posterior. In this video, each video clip will be preceded by an image with the anterior leaflet colored green and the posterior leaflet colored blue. This first image shows the mitral valve directly visualized from the left atrium and subsequently the left ventricle, where the chordae tendinae of the subvalvular apparatus can be appreciated. This echocardiography image shows a two-chamber, long-axis view of the mitral valve and was taken using the transthoracic transducer. A long-axis view is then shown using the transesophageal transducer, and finally, the intracardiac transducer, which is capable of viewing the chordae tendinae of the subvalvular apparatus. The anterior and posterior leaflets can be visualized in the short-axis view of the heart taken at the level of the mitral valve annulus. The flow through the mitral valve can be visualized using color flow echocardiography. The chordae tendinae of the mitral valve attach to the anterior and posterior papillary muscles, which can be seen in red and purple. The anterior papillary muscle is directly visualized, then imaged with an intracardiac transducer from a two-chamber, long-axis view. Similarly, the posterior papillary muscle is directly viewed and imaged with an intracardiac transducer.